All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process. You just like to put the pass on. You love when it's showtime. Everybody in the crowd, you're like, hey, mom, can you see? You can't even start until you know your people there. Once you see them, you're like, showtime. Day after day after day, grind after grind after grind, airport after airport, driving mile after mile. E.T., aren't you tired? Yes, I might be, I don't know. E.T., aren't you ready to take a break? Yes, I might be, but listen to me, I can't. Why? Because I grind for Jalen, I grind for Jada, I grind for Didi, I grind for my mother. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I grind for Vanessa, I hustle for, so the days I want to hit that alarm clock, I think about my why, I can't quit. My son, $25,000 a year, I can't stop, he counting on me. My daughter, I can't quit, I can't stop, I can't get tired, I can't give up, I can't give in. My mama counting on me, my wife is counting on me.
Yeah, I might be different, but I am brilliant. Yep, I might be loud, but I am special. We can go from being homeless and high school dropouts to having PhDs, writing books, and becoming the voice of a generation. We can do whatever we believe we can do, and we don't need anybody's permission to do it but ours. I am phenomenal, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am going to do great things, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am. I was created to be great. I was created to do great things. I was created to have great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I am great. Listen to me, and I don't owe anybody an apology.
Champion, if you will be a beast, you're gonna have to go through something.
The moment has come. There will be obstacles that you must face.
At the perfect time, you're gonna see elevation in your life.
I'm coming after everything you said I couldn't have. The number one thing you have to do is make up your mind that you are no longer going to live in the pain of the past. Your reality of me is that I'm not quick enough, I'm not fast enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not linear enough. This is your reality. My reality of me is that all I have is all I need.
And for each obstacle, it will represent something about you. Your greatest victories, your greatest failures. You must rise above it. And you must conquer every obstacle that comes your way.
Anytime it got hard, especially in basketball, I just say, hey, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't stop.
I will not allow worry or fear to sabotage this moment.
Give yourself some time off, you know? Like, don't even crush yourself to the point where you can't do it.
Make it so that you really appreciate those Tuesdays and Thursdays. But on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you're going to get after it. And this is what you're going to do.
Sometimes your timeline is off. True success, true greatness takes time. Because when you let something take time, then you can handle it.
Imagination encircles the world.
Fantasy is not nothing.
People who dream and those people who dream big have a different kind of life than the people who don't dream.
I have too much to accomplish to be satisfied with where I am right now. I have too much on the line. I have too many people depending on me to win. I must stay hungry.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
They don't know your heart.
Choose it because you want it. Do it because you want to. It's on you. It's on you.
I see change as pleasure. I see change as transformation. I see change as evolution. I see change as beauty, brilliance. I see change as the future. I see change as necessary. I see that if I don't change, there is a generation of people who are going to be stuck in the same place. If I don't evolve. See, the marketplace rewards those who have evolved. The marketplace rewards those who have become more valuable. You will be rewarded for the pain. Cry in secret, plead in secret, but in public you'll be rewarded. And if everything you listen to goes over your head, you are going to miss your moment and stay living in the midst of the madness of impossibility, the lie. Somebody lied to you and told you that it was impossible. Every time somebody told me I could not do something, I had a decision that I had to make in order to achieve what they said was impossible. The power is wrapped in the truth and in the power of their perspective. It's wrapped in your capacity, your ability to believe in a dream, even if nobody believes in you. Destiny is calling. Your perspective can either become your prison or your passport. It can either arrest you or release you. In 1903, it was the Wright brothers that defied the laws of gravity. And if you know anything about gravity, gravity will pull you down and keep you down. It will stop you from flight. It will stop you in your tracks. If you believe in something, metaphorically speaking, gravity will hold you down, it will hold you back, and it will dare you to fight. Your perspective can either be your prison or your plane. I don't know about you, but today, I made the decision to defy the laws of gravity. The first successful heavier-than-air-powered aircraft was designed and built by the Wright brothers. They flew it four times on December 17, 1903, near Kiel Devil Hills, about 4 miles. I believe possibility is destiny, and it is fear that keeps us arrested and apprehended by the spirit of impossibility. I'm going to tell you this right now, and nobody else is going to tell you this. Impossible is a spirit, and you've got to arrest that spirit or it will arrest you. Impossibility is like a soda fountain. The easy way out, the path of least resistance, because to say something is impossible, to give up, to cop out, to fill your cup of carbonated excuses, it tastes good, but it doesn't sit well as it goes down into your system. To remove the two letters is the grit of existence, the binding faith of hope to your chest and letting your heart beat. You got to rewrite the code. You got to rewrite the script. calling all reformers. I'm calling all innovators. I'm calling all game changers. I'm calling all world shakers. I'm calling all city shifters. I'm calling everybody that has an inkling of faith in themselves. I'm calling everybody.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
You will inherit the future! We gotta rewrite the code in our soul, because it's a matter of the soul, it's a matter of the will. People that have a will to win are the ones who win. These are the people that see the future. These are the people that see not where the hockey puck is, but they see where the hockey puck is going. And that's the type of person that we all need to evolve to become. I learned years ago that the difference between people that get things done and people that do not is sheer willpower. Out of all the motivational speeches you have heard, how much of it have you retained and applied to your life? Because understanding the power and the difference between what is impossible and what is possible, it all comes back to your perspective and your capacity. If your why is big enough, then your will be powerful enough to persevere through the how. You're not looking for resources when you have a will. You become resourceful. And that's the difference between people that see this thing as possible and people that do not. It comes down to one thing, and that is your will. So you don't want it bad enough. You don't want it bad enough. That's why you can't get it done. And so the how intimidates you. And the what boxes you in. We're more concerned about collaboration than character. I think we need to come back to a place where we're examining ourselves as an individual before a people. We make the people better when we deal with the person. You got to deal with the person. You got to deal with you. It's always going to be impossible to you if you don't see the power of your will and the power of your why.
I stand out here in this desert. And let me tell you, this time of the year, it's very hot. It is so hot that you can barely even bear it. Yes, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. To stand here and to reach out to so many of you to give you the message that you may need to hear. But yet I am doing what is necessary. I'm depleted. I'm tired. But I'm not defeated. Because I know I got a job to do. So wherever you may be, and you in a situation where things need to be done and people need to depend on you and work has to be done at a significant time and place, you need to carry on and do your work. You need to carry on and do your job. Because we all have a duty to society. We all got things that we need to do day in and day out. Being tired, feeling depleted, doesn't mean that you're dead. Maybe you got to slow down a little bit and take your time. But you still got to keep on moving. You got to still keep on working. You got to still keep on pushing forward. You can't stop now. So when things start to show up and distractions start to happen in your life, don't feel that you are defeated. Don't feel because you're down on your knees that you are defeated. Don't be submissive to things that doesn't control your life. You control your life, not things surrounding you. You have got to do better each and every day. You have got to grow stronger each and every day. You have got to stop allowing things that doesn't concern you enough to hurt you and put you down, because your depletion becomes something else. Because once you feel depleted and you're not realizing that maybe I'm just a little tired, but I'm not dead, but you're focusing too much on the weakness and you're thinking because you're depleted, you're done, then maybe you are done. Maybe you're not truly as strong as you think you are. Maybe you don't really have that mental fortitude. Maybe you've just been faking the funk. Maybe you're just not cut out for this. Because there's always people out there that are looking at you and waiting for you to fail, waiting on you to give up. You have much more to you than you could ever imagine. Don't you dare feel that you are defeated. Because as long as there's blood flowing through your veins, you got work to do. You got business to do. We are all capable of unique things. We are all capable of greatness. We are all capable of getting the most of our lives. Why waste it? Why give in? Why make assumptions about things that shouldn't even exist in your life? Don't give in to defeat. Don't let defeat enter your mind. Don't feel that you're done. Being depleted, be depleted. Be strong every day of your life, because strength is important. Weakness isn't. We're going to get tired, but we don't give in to weakness. Let weakness do what it does and then turn it up and show up and show out. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Can I tell you something? You ain't met the real you until you have to use your power. That's the real you. Many of you, you're like a superhero. Truth be told, you ought to rejoice because you have love power, joy power, faith power. You also have comeback power. What is comeback power? Comeback power is the ability to overcome any obstacle, challenge, or difficulty. You have this innate ability, this instinct on the inside, that you can come back from anything. Your human side quits everything quickly. You start a relationship on Monday and you quit it by Wednesday because y'all miscommunicate, because you miss one text and it's over. That's your human side. But then you got this other side that can come back from anything. There's a part of you that don't throw in towels. There's a part of you that never says die. There's a part of you that refuses to quit. There's a part of you that has long suffering. There's a part of you that when you get down for the count, they can count up to 8, they can count to 9, but 10, you are back on your feet. There's a part of you that no matter what comes your way, you just got to bounce back up. You can't stay down. No matter what is thrown your way, you got something called comeback power. you've been through some stuff means you had to face some stuff that I ain't never seen. And you might be walking a little slow now, and you might just be chilling now, but little do we know, if we saw the videos of who you once was, if we saw you in younger days, we see you marching, we see you tearing stuff up, we see why, because you have come back. That's the only reason why you made it to where you are today. You survive in environments that other people drown in. Environment is everything. Environment is everything. There's a quote, I don't know who's quoted it, but there's a quote that says, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb trees, it will spend the rest of its life thinking that it's dumb. Let me say it again. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb trees, it will spend the rest of its life thinking that it's dumb. You survive in environments other people drown in, because water might drown you, but it's home for a fish. Difficulty is not, that's not water you drown in. That's perfect conditions for you to swim. Difficulty? You a believer? This is what we do. Huh? This is what we do. Don't be careful when you compare yourself to people who don't have the anointing you have, who don't have the call that you have, who don't have the purpose that you have. I know what it did to them, but it don't mean it's going to do that to you. Difficulty doesn't kill who you are. It actually reveals who you are. Can I tell you something? You ain't met the real you until you have to use your power. That's the real you. You are treasure in jars of clay. Clay is not the real you. High you, that's not the real you. Smoking weed, you, that ain't the real you. Drunk you is not the real you. Because whenever you get into it, you start to feel alive. That anxiety you, that's not the real you. That clay has convinced you that that's who you are. That clay made you think that the shy, scared, jealous, doubting you is actually you. That's not you. That's the clay that you may be in, but that's not you. Underneath that clay, there is a spirit you. There is a supernatural you. There is a treasure on the inside. And if that thing gets kicking, your clay is in trouble. But it's hidden in a jar of clay. The reason why you don't know your superpower is because you can't see your suit, because it's dressed in flesh. Can I tell you something? You ain't met the real you until you have to use your power. That's the real you. You gotta take those dead clothes off. You gotta get up. You gotta get up. You gotta get up, because you got comeback power.
You must be resilient. You must be driven. And you must be able to take whatever's coming at you. If you stumble, if you fall, have the ability to get up. But you can't depend on just your body to do the work. You must understand it is the mental fortitude that will get you through it all.
Success leaves clues. When you speak, make your words count. I can't want it for you. You have to want it for yourself. Start your day with power and know that you are enough. You are enough, and you have what you need to succeed. You are enough. You're equipped for greatness. You're powerful beyond your greatest imagination. In business, sports, and life, you have to develop a championship mindset. What sets you apart from the pack? Once an obstacle confronts you, you're going to kick it down. You're going to overcome. You're going to rise. You are a champion, a warrior.
A true champion is someone who gets up even when everyone else thinks he can't, even when everyone else thinks she can't. When you have the mindset of a champion, you wake up and say to yourself, this is a great day to win.
What if I do a bad job? What if I don't get the money that I need? What if people don't like the content that I'm putting out?
They say that life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, that 9 times out of 10, a person usually gets what they picture. If your mental expectancy is healthy and creative, your body will seek to display the general feeling. With better health, energy, and a condition of well-being, the conditions of your mind dictate the conditions of your life. If you can picture it, you can experience it. By expecting the best as a way of life, you are preparing yourself physically as well as mentally for the demands of winning. It is time for you to master the conditions of your mind.
The late, great Muhammad Ali said, if my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. If you can't stand the heat, get your butt out the kitchen. It's about what you're made of, not your circumstances. See, losers, they visualize the penalties of failure, while winners visualize the rewards of success. What's your mindset like? The great Pele said, success is no accident. It's hard work, it's perseverance, it's learning, it's studying, it's sacrifice, and most of all, it's love for what you're doing or what you're learning to do. Do you have the mindset of a champion? Because most people have the will to win, but few people have the will to prepare to win. See, it's the little things done consistently over and over again that prepare you to do the little things that lead to the big wins and the championship rings in the end. Champions, the true champions, never get bored with the fundamentals, because they understand that in the key moments, in the clutch moments, it's the fundamentals that will carry them to victory. And it's also the fight. It's the determination. It's the will. It's the passion. It's the drive. What drives you? The GOAT, the great Michael Jordan, used to create things. He used to make up stuff that his opponents would do. They never even did it, but he would make it up so he could have a drive, he could have a passion, he could have a reason, he could have a why to go give them every ounce of his being. What drives you? What's your reason? Why do you get up and pursue greatness? If you're pursuing greatness at all, you gotta have the mindset of a champion. If you want to emerge victorious, if you don't give anything, don't expect anything. Success is not coming to you. You must come to it. Why do you think we always say you gotta chase greatness? Most champions, they're not in love with training. They're not in love with all the hard work. But they understand that if they suffer now, if they invest in being the best, the legacy of a champion awaits.
This is important. Seasons are always temporary. Everything has a season. Crisis is not a permanent condition. And crisis is a human description. It's just a season. And the key to life is outlasting the season. The key to life is outlasting the season. If you can stay warm long enough, summer will come. In other words, the season for you to leave the job you are on has come. Why? There's a better one up ahead. He got to prepare you for that. So he got to close out one chapter to open a bigger chapter. Get ready for something big, 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 bigger than what you had.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you?
Seasons of crisis. Everybody say it with me. Overcoming seasons of crisis.
That no one can do it for you but you. And even though you face disappointments, even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that.
Life has taught me that you will grow through what you go through. Life has taught me for every level, there's another devil. Life has taught me the depth of your struggle will determine the height of your success.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you? And hear me, everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on. I need you to recycle your pain. I want you to recycle your pain. Now, many of you, when you get this water bottle, you might be thinking this is the first time that this is the very first time this particular plastic was formed. And we don't know, this could have come from anywhere, right? So you gotta do me a huge favor, because what you're gonna discover as you're going towards your dream, as you're going towards your goal, there's so many distractions. There are going to be so many people that are haters, so many people that come up against you, so many obstacles, so many trials, so many tribulations. And when people ask me, E.T., like for real, E., I know you can give me 20 things that you've done to help yourself to become successful. But E.T., I just need like one or two. Can you give me one or two? And one of the things I tell people is I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building, I told myself that this might be your current circumstances, but this will not be how the story ends. All you have to do, E.T., is to survive today. To survive today. When they kicked me out of school, I knew that I would not be a high school dropout for the rest of my life. I knew I got to get through this one day. For those of you who didn't meet my mom last year, me and my mom been through a lot. My mom and I have gone months and almost years of not talking to each other, but every single day I kept telling myself, one day I'll have a great relationship with my mom. One day. Well, I didn't grow up with my biological father. He wasn't in my life until I was 30 years old. But I told myself, today, your father is not in your life, but one day. And so every single day when I wake up homeless, one day. Every single day when I woke up in that abandoned building, one day. One day is going to be E.T.'s day, but that day can't come if I give up today. So every single day when I woke up, I kept telling myself, today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day, and I will recycle my pain. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you? I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.